Where are you guys right now in terms of where you want to be defensively by next week, by the opening game?
You know, I think we're in a good place now. You know, there's obviously a lot of things we can clean up, but I think the best thing for us is to get connected, and, you know, we're starting to see that more and more.
It seems like it's coming in bits and spurts right now, and then it's not all the time. You know, what's going on when it's not working?
You know, I just think it's, you know, losing concentration. It's not became a habit yet, and, you know, that's what we've been focusing on more and more in practice. You know, just those, you know, little things becoming a habit, and, you know, one of the biggest things, you know, is the defensive rebounding. You know, when the bigs do their jobs, the guards getting in there and, you know, getting the scraps. So that's one thing that's, you know, a focus, and, you know, we're trying to make a habit.
This is the first time in, like, whatever, 15, 16 months that you've had game film of yourself to go back and look at. What are you noticing when you look at the film?
I need to learn how to play when I'm tired. You know, that's the biggest thing. And, you know, whether it's getting open on a cut, or just, you know, getting into the right position. You know, that's the biggest thing for me. Yeah.
When you say play when you're tired, is it, you know, is it being just having a better fatigue level, or, you know, what is it?
You know,
still going through that pain? What, tell me more about that, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, when you get to kind of that level, it's like, rather, you know, we have an emphasis on getting to the corner. You know, it's not shortcutting or anything. It's just, you know, getting to where we're supposed to be. And, you know, whether it's, you know, stepping over the man to, you know, get open. You know, it's those little things, you know, when you're tired that you don't do, that, you know, the other team can put you out of play. So, you know, it's just getting over that hurdle of, you know, saying I'm not tired, and, you know, just keep pushing.
There's a phrase I've heard coaches and scouts use about rookies, particularly big men, that they go from 60 to zero. Like, they're going 60 miles an hour, and the minute they get tired, they just go to zero, and they're just done. So is that what you're feeling, that you somehow have to find, like, okay, if I got to make sure I'm not at zero, I got to figure out a way?
No, I'm not getting to zero. I think the biggest thing for me is when I, you know, I go 100, you know, it's about finding that level where I can, you know, I can still perform those, you know, those little tasks that need to be done at a good speed, rather than, you know, at 30%, rather, so...
Looking at go from Devin Booker to possibly J.J. Redick. You know, Devin Booker's a lot more ball in hand than J.J. Redick. Is that an adjustment for you, chasing somebody over screens like a Redick, as opposed to chasing somebody who's more isolation?
Yeah, definitely. You know, J.J. Redick, you said it, he's a come-off-screens type of guy, and, you know, the biggest thing for me tonight is be physical with him early, you know, fight over screens and try not to get hit, but... you know, we worked on it this morning, and, you know, I'm going to get a lot of help from my teammates, whether it's, you know, them showing for a second, so it gives me that extra second to get over the screen and, you know, can contest a shot. You know, he's really good at, once he comes off the screen and getting the ball, you know, passing it and cutting again, so just being able to stay with him.
He might be the best there is now in the league at running off screens. Can you learn anything from trying to guard him for a night?
Yeah, you know, I already learned... a few things when we played him in LA last week. You know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, his change of pace, going from 0 to 100, and coming off that screen and, you know, getting that little bit of separation, only if it is a little bit.
You say you're able to go 100%. We saw you drawing fouls, driving to the basket a lot in the last games. So what does that say about where your confidence is and how you're feeling with, you know, coming back?
Yeah, you know, you know, obviously last game was a good game for me, and, you know, being aggressive and, you know, getting to the line, and obviously I want to, you know, keep, you know, working on that. But, you know, I think the biggest thing is putting everything together now. It's, you know, having the, you know, lockdown defense and then having that offensive game as well.
I don't think you scored more than 15 as a rookie, did you?
No.
So does it mean anything? You score 18 in a preseason game?
No, not really.
Let's try.
No, obviously it's, you know, it's good that I... You know, that's probably the highest I've scored in an NBA game. But, you know, it's preseason. I'm just working on that type of stuff. Hopefully I can, you know, stay consistent with it.
What's the best you thought? Was it, you know, that 15-point game? Was it the 12-assist game? Was it the summer league game where you scored 20 but then obviously got hurt? Like, what's a game that you go to and look back and say that was, you know, me at a good point?
You know, the game that sticks out for me is when I was in my rookie and actually, no, I don't want to say that. No, because then it comes a story and stuff.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
No,
I think when I look at a good game for me is, you know, I want to be you know, a good defender, obviously, you know, whether I'm shifting and, you know, helping my teammates, that's the best thing for me, and obviously getting assists, you know. And, you know, it's not that just kind of, you know, extra pass type assist. I want to get into the paint and, you know, get people open type assist. So, you know, that's kind of how I assess the game. And, you know, I think this year a huge focus for me is getting to the free throw line more. So, you know, that's how I'm going to judge it.